Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Welcome to Power in the Word. Praise the Lord. You know, God is good and worthy to be praised. You have tuned in to Power in the Word, and I'm basically here today to do my weekly show. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, I was having a little bit of technical difficulties here, and that seems to be happening a lot lately. What was happening is I just got to the studio. My daughter is sick today, and she's with me. But basically, we were both, she had asked me to come and sit with her on the couch. And what happened was I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I said, wow. Wow, it is 2:30. I'm supposed to be on the radio right now. It was about 5 minutes ago when I came up here to the studio and looked, and lo and behold, there was no show scheduled. And I almost said forget about it and went and started to go back and be with her on the couch. But for some reason, I did not take that route. I decided to come on up and talk to those of you who may call in. I'm still hoping, it is still my hope that one day I will turn on this program and begin to come to you with the Power in the Word show and have a switchboard that is lit up for people waiting to talk to me. And I believe that God can do that. I believe that nothing is impossible with God. So I don't have any particular topic that I want to talk to about today. I just want to encourage you to keep moving forward in the Lord, to keep moving forward in the things of God. Know that God has a great plan. Know that His plan will prevail in our lives if we allow Him to just be God in our lives. So many times we have our plans, but God has His plans. We know what we want to do, but God knows the plan that He has already ordained for our lives. And it's just so important for us to line up with God, with what God has, and not try to do things our way. On yesterday, it was Sunday. I pray that you had a good Lord's Day. I pray that you went to church. You know, it is important that we go to church. So often we think that we can get away from church. But what we have to realize that is that the church is where we go to get strengthened. The church is where we go to get strengthened. So you have to allow God to strengthen you through the word that He has given to the man or woman of God at the particular church that you attend. So don't neglect your spiritual growth. Do not neglect your spiritual growth. Make sure that you're in a place of worship. Make sure that it is a place where the word of God is coming forward. Make sure that you are being encouraged and not put back in bondage. Make sure that people are not trying to put you in bondage by manipulating you, because God said that there would be false shepherds during the last day. There would be people who are coming as false prophets. They're speaking the word, but it's not necessarily the word of God. So you have to be careful. Be careful where you sit. Be careful who's preaching to you. Be careful who's speaking into your life. And just continue to make sure, be careful to get into a place where you can grow. If you're not growing, then you are stagnant. It is important that you are growing. I feel like if we're not going forward in our spiritual growth, then we are going backwards. And that is just my belief. Everybody doesn't believe what I believe, but I believe that we have to continue to pour in, to pour in, to pour in, because if you're not pouring in, then the devil can get a foothold, he can get a toehold, he can begin to get a foothold, and once he gets his toe in a little crack, he begins to try to take over and to dwell in your heart. And we know that God is the only person that's supposed to dwell in our hearts. So I pray that you had a good church service on yesterday. Again, this is a call-in show. This is a call-in show. You can call me and talk to me about whatever it is that may catch your attention while I'm on for this next 25 minutes. The number is 646-652-4832, and you can call and talk to me. Keep me company for the next 25 minutes, and I'm just going to just say a prayer, because because I believe that God has called me up here for a reason to come to the studio, even though I didn't have a program scheduled, and I don't know what happened there because I'm supposed to be on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. I worship you on today, and I magnify your name. I thank you, Lord, for bringing me and drawing me to do a Power in the Word segment on today, Father God. I just pray, Father God, for whoever it is that you have listening on today, Father God, that if there's a need, if there's something going on in the lives of those who will tune in, Father God, or even those who will listen via the archive, that you would meet that need, Father God, and that you would meet them and encourage their hearts through something that I say on today, Father God. So I thank you, and I ask that you bless each and every person, Father God, that is looking heavenward for something from you, Father God, that you, Father God, will hear their prayers and hear my prayer, Father God, and begin to step in to turn around situations that seem to be hopeless. And, Father God, even at the end of the day, we will continue to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. Amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. I want to say don't quit. I want to say to you, don't you quit. Don't you dare give up. You continue to keep pushing and keep pressing forward. Paul says, I haven't achieved the goal, he said, but I'm here to let you know that I continually press forward, forgetting those things which are behind me. I continue to press for the goal for which I have been called heavenward in Christ Jesus. And you have to realize that sometimes when you're on purpose, and even when you're not, but especially when you are, there will always be opposition to the plan of God. There will always be something to come against you to try to stop you from being, doing, and having all that God has called you to be, do, and have. So it is imperative, again, that you stay rooted in the Word, that you stay in a place where you can fellowship with other like believers, people of great faith, people of obedience, people who are seeking the Lord's face for every area of their lives so that you too can prosper, as John writes in the book of 3 John, where he says, it is my prayer that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Be encouraged, be encouraged. Don't you know that if you don't give up, you quit? If you don't give up, you win. If you don't quit, you win. If you don't quit, you win. I'm here to tell you, don't give up. It is always too soon to quit. You have to continue to press forward, knowing that if God spoke it to you, then God will definitely bring it to you. If God promised you something, he will fulfill that promise. All that you have to do is continue to press forward, and don't worry. From the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus is talking to us through this particular scripture. And he's telling us here not to worry. Amen. Jesus is talking here about worry. I'll start with verse 6:25. He says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more important? Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And that's what I'm here to say. Don't worry. Don't worry. In Jamaica, there was a saying, I don't know if it's still there, but when I got married over 10 years ago, it was, don't worry. No worries, mate. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. No worries, man. do not worry about what's going on. Just do the best that you can and allow God to do the rest. No matter what you're believing God for, no matter what you're pressing towards, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what's coming down on you, no matter how many bills you have to pay, no matter how much your children misbehave, no matter how much your husband does not show affection or how much your wife is not being the woman that you would expect her to be, if she's not being the helpmeet that she's been called to be, no matter what's going on the job or how your business is faring, I want to say to you, don't worry. Don't worry. Continue to do your best. Press forward. Press forward, knowing that God has a plan. And if you delight yourself in the Lord of the Lord and meditate on that word day and night, then God has assured you, he has promised us in his word, that he will give you the desires of your heart. But not only that, but everything that you do will prosper. And that is important. It's just so important for us to grab a hold of the word of God, because there is power in the word. And that's all I'm here for today. I'm not here to preach a sermon. I'm here to exhort you. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to take your calls. Amen. Praise God. And I do have a caller. Praise God. And it's good to have somebody to call in and talk to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Area code 865, you're on the line. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you today?
I'm very good. I just wanted to call and tell you that I'm very thankful for what you're doing. God is such a good God. And
yes.
I'm thankful for what God's done in my life. And I'm only 16 years old, and you don't see a lot of teenagers living for God, but I just want to thank God for, blessing me. And I listen to your show, and I like it a lot, and I just want to encourage you to keep on fighting the good fight, sister.
My brother, amen. Thank you so much. You're encouraging my heart right now in the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
In the name of Jesus. You're 16?
Yes.
Amen. How long have you been living for the Lord?
I got saved when I was 3 and a half.
Oh, Jesus. Praise God. Why don't you share with us a little bit about how you got, of course, your parents were taking you to church.
Mm-hmm.
And you got saved at 3 and a half?
Yes. I was at a friend's house, one of my parents' friend's house, and I was always, when I was younger, I was really scared of the dark, and I didn't want to go to bed that night. And I knew the Lord because my dad was a youth pastor, and my mom was an associate pastor, and I knew who God was. I was very mature for my age, but I didn't like have him in my heart. And so I thought, I didn't want to go to bed because I'm scared of the dark, and I wanted God to come into my heart and take that darkness away from me. And my dad prayed with me, and the church gathered around, and they prayed for me. And I got saved that night. I was 3 and a half years old, and I've been living for God ever since. I've been going to different youth groups and giving my testimony. God delivered me. I almost committed suicide 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And, God just came in, and he delivered me from that. And I just give God all the praise, glory, and honor for that, So I just love the Lord, and I love when other people are, trying to, do what God has for their life. I'm still trying to figure out what my calling is, but I can tell that you know what yours is, and I just like it when other people, I just love to encourage them to continue the good fight. So.
Well, I'm so glad you called. What is your name, brother?
My name is Daniel Myers.
Daniel, I am so glad that you called in today. And just share with our listeners that, because what I'm hearing from you is that although you've been saved since you were 3 and a half, there have been challenges in your walk, where the devil actually did come in and try to kill you using the spirit of suicide, but you're victorious through Christ because you're still talking to me today. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that you know that God does have a purpose for your life, Daniel, and he's going to use you to his glory. I see it. I already see that God's going to use you to speak as he's been using you already to continue to speak hope to our young people, because our young people need to know that it's more than rap. It's more than lyrics, and it's more than having sex outside of marriage. There's so many more things that we can do, and I want to encourage you, my brother, to keep on pressing towards the Lord and keep enlightening your spirit through spiritual programming and also through your word. Are you in your Bible?
Yes, I read it every day.
Amen. Praise God. And do you feel God? Do you feel his presence on a daily basis?
Yes, I do. I feel him. I feel him right now. Just talking to you, I can just feel him all around me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Daniel, I want to encourage you to keep pressing forward. And when my new book comes out, I have a book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. It's a spiritual book. It has 43 principles for success, for getting the life that we want. It's not a new age thing. It's about, you know, being able to not only tap into the power of God in the spiritual, on a spiritual level, but also to be able to walk this thing out on a practical level, because we just need that. And my testimony is in that book. It's going to be released in May, the end of May. So what I want you to do is just send me an email, so I can keep you on my mailing list, so that I can get you a copy of that book.
Okay.
When it comes out in May, and I want to keep in touch with you. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm encouraged. I knew God had something for me. Sometimes you think you're doing something for other people, but God says, no, I got something for you. You go on up there and get on and do that program today, because as you heard, I was on the couch with my sick daughter, and the Lord says, oh, no, there's some people I want to talk to you today. And I've been praying, because we have a church, and I've been praying, Daniel, for the Lord to just give me a sign that I was doing the right thing, and he had you, my angel, for today, to call me up and say, keep on keeping on, Pastor Rebecca. And I appreciate you and the Lord, my son. I really do.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
God bless you. And call me anytime, okay?
Okay, I will.
And God bless you. Remember to shoot me an email.
Okay, I will.
Okay, God bless you. And keep pressing forward. God's going to reveal to you the magnificent plan that he has for your life. It's already been ordained since you were in your mother's womb. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. What a blessing to have a young man in Christ, Daniel Myers, to call up and to encourage me. You never know what God has in store for you. That's why I come up here and I encourage you to keep pressing forward. Even when you're feeling discouraged, even when you need a sign from God, if you seek God, he shall be found by you. Amen. If you seek God and you continue to serve God, God will send some people with some audible voices to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And again, Daniel, I want to thank you for calling in, because you have encouraged my heart to let me know that I'm on the right path. I've been praying about this show, Power in the Word. I've been praying. Maybe I'm doing it too many days a year, because I'm on here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the Lord, I believe the Lord has me to do this. I really do. But people have began to say, well, Pastor Rebecca, don't you think it's a little bit much? Do you think you're going to burn out? But I thank you, because I heard the word to keep doing what I'm doing. So, Daniel, thank you for letting the Lord use you on today. You are a blessed young man, and I'm blessed to have made your acquaintance. Keep in touch with me, because I really do want to continue to encourage you to seek out and find out what it is that God has for you to do. And I thank God for your life today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for that young man in the name of Jesus. I ask that you continue to put a hedge of protection around him and to keep him safe from all harm, because I realize, God, that you're using him in a mighty way already and that you have a great plan for his life. So, Lord, I pray for him right now in the name of Jesus, and ask that you continue to cover him with the blood to keep him protected from all harm. We come against the hand of the enemy in his life and ask that you continue to have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. But that's it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Spirit of God that is ever-knowing, ever-present. God is everywhere. And I came to encourage you, but God sent a voice to encourage me, and I'm just overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed to know that I really am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And it's humbling. It's really humbling to know that God is using me to his glory, and that he thinks enough about me to remind me that he did call me to do this. Amen. And praise God. But what I was saying before that young man, that blessed young man, called in and encouraged my heart in such a wonderful way, I was saying in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, the Lord tells us that we're blessed when we walk the way that he has for us to walk. Amen. When we do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, but we delight in the law of the Lord, and we meditate on that day and night. You heard Daniel say that he reads his Bible every day, and I get into my word, and I won't leave my word until I feel God. I have to feel the presence of the Lord. I have to feel the spirit of the Lord, and I need him like I need air, like I need water. And I want to encourage you to get with God like that. Okay, get with God that way. And know that whatever you're living through right now is going to be a testimony to somebody else. When somebody hears the archives and they hear about this young man, his testimony saved the 3.5 and wanted to commit suicide only 4 short years ago, they're going to be encouraged because they're going to say, well, if he can beat the devil, so can I. And I want to tell you, you can't beat the devil. You are more than a conqueror through Christ. And there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. You have to know that greater is the plan of God for you than the plan of the enemy. And that God has saved you. He's called you into the kingdom for such a time as this. God's going to use you to his glory, as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't quit, as long as you don't listen to the lies of the enemy. The liar is the accuser of the brethren. The devil is the liar, and the liar is the accuser of the brethren. He wants to get you off track. He wants to get you messed up, yoked up, turned around, so confused that you don't even know if you're coming or going. But I want to tell you that God has a great plan for your life. You are coming into a period. You're coming into a season of finding out what it is that God really has for you to do. And once you get to that place, you will be going forward to do the things that God has called for you to do in your life. It is important that we commit our way to the Lord. Here's another one, Psalm 37. Psalm 37, I love this one because even young people like Daniel, we, and even older people like myself, we sometimes get to a point where we want people to approve of us. And I have to remind myself that people's approval is insignificant in the face of God's approval. Amen. I have to get to the point, and you have to get to the point, when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt who you are in Christ, when you know that God considered you, when you know that it is God who calls you, it is God who preordained for you to be in the kingdom for this time. It says that whom God foreknew, he predestined, and those he predestined, he called. Those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he glorified. Amen. And I'm looking for that scripture. I'm reading that from my memory because I want to just let you know that it's all a part of the plan of God for you to be in the kingdom today. It's no mistake that you're saved. It's no mistake that you are saved today. You have to realize that it's God's plan that you're in the kingdom of God. It's God's plan that you're listening to me today. It's God's plan that you know that is no mistake that you are who you are today. God already called you. He foreknew you. David says in Psalm 139, he says, I praise you. I praise you, for I am wonderfully and fearfully made. He says, I'm amazed, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he says, I'm amazed because of the work of your hands. And that's for somebody right now. When you look in the mirror, stop picking yourself apart. Stop saying, I don't like my nose or my eyes. I wish I was taller or shorter. You go ahead and you praise God because you're wonderfully and fearfully made. You're created in the image of God. God said, let us make man in our own image. And that means that you are worthy of honor and respect. And getting back to that scripture that I was reading earlier, we have to realize the one that I was reading from my heart, amen, because God said, I'll write my words on your heart. So don't feel bad if you don't know exactly where to go to find a particular scripture. I got frustrated a couple of weeks ago because I've been really, really digging into my word, really reading the Bible. And while I'm saying this, you could think about calling me. It took a young man of 16 to break the ice. So I believe that there's another caller out there. Don't let the devil stop you. 646 256-524-8832. But let me tell you this story. A couple of weeks ago, I was reading the word, and I got a little discouraged because as I put more word in my heart, I don't remember. I remember the word, but I don't remember exactly where the word was. And God came and encouraged me, and he said, Pastor Rebecca, no, actually, he said Rebecca, because God doesn't call anybody by titles. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we just need to get over the fact that there's a title involved. But he said, Rebecca, he said, I want you to know that look back over my preachers in the Word. Look at Jeremiah and Isaiah. Look at Jesus. Of course, let's look at Jesus. And when Jesus quoted scripture, he didn't say Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, when he quoted the scripture about the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord being upon him. He just stood up boldly and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, amen, because he has anointed me to heal the sick, to bind up the brokenhearted, to open the prison doors for those who are in prison, to set the captives free. He didn't try to memorize word for word what Isaiah says. He just went ahead and said what he had to say. He didn't get so caught up on where it was in the Bible because the Bible wasn't even written. There were verses written down on scrolls and on some paper there, the paper of that day. But the word was not written and contained in one big book, amen. So nobody was trying to remember verse and scripture, amen, chapter and verse. So we can't get caught up on the logistics of this. Just do what God has for you to do. Go on out there and push yourself out there with what you have. You may not feel equipped yet to do what God has called you to do. You might feel that you're inadequate. You might look at your past and say, look at all of the things that I've done in my past. How can I think I'm worthy? You may look at your age and think you're too young, but you're not too young. Look at Timothy. He was young. David was young. Jonathan was young when God called them. Or you may think you're too old. Now look at Abraham and Sarah. Come on. We have to realize that God is going to do what he's going to do. And all we have to do is have a hello, Lord, I hear you, Lord, on our lips, and a yes, Lord, I obey you, Lord, in our hearts, amen. We have to be willing to hear God and then to go forward and obey God. So just do what the Lord is telling you to do. Keep moving forward. One more story about the church. We have our church, and we've been in ministry for over a year, and we leased the building, and we're running out of funds, amen, or so it would think, but you would think it looks that way, but I always say that what it looks like is not really what it is, amen. But it seems like we're running out of funds, but we're not running out of time, amen, hallelujah. But we prayed again on Friday and Saturday. My husband sat down and we prayed and we talked about this thing. And we said, we prayed and asked God to give us a sign. And do you know that yesterday we had about 8 new people who had never been to our church coming to service. And at the beginning of service, when we were welcoming the guests, one young lady came up and got saved at the beginning of the service. And at the end of the service, a young man got saved. And both of them were in their early, early 20s. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God is good. And he said, keep pressing forward. That was a sign to keep moving forward. Watch the signs and listen for the voice of God. I heard the voice of God through young Daniel today. And again, I want to thank you, Daniel Myers, for calling in and encouraging my heart and keeping me company today. I love you. God loves you. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Peace.